This is 30 New Things. Yo. Hello, happy Friday. It's episode 4 of 30 New Things. Episode 4. 4. I'm gonna stop doing that now. Hello, welcome back. It's Friday. Is it really only... Have I really only done 4 episodes of this? It feels like I've been doing this forever. I'm just having so much fun. Thanks to everyone who's been listening. I'm getting more and more listens on my episodes, and I'm really excited about it. My new thing today, I made an Instagram specifically for the podcast. Go and follow it right now. I'm going to be posting stuff, pictures of me and pictures of stuff I'm doing and artwork and fun stuff and little clips. So go follow it. It's at 30 New Things Podcast on Instagram. At 30 New Things Podcast. Check it out. Something else new today. I got a voice message that I can share with you. I got a voice message for the pod. A friend left me a voice message with a suggestion of something I should do. I'm trying to figure out how to add it into the episode because I'm not really sure, but I'm gonna figure it out and I'm gonna get it in and I'm gonna play it right here.
Hi, Katie. My name's Lindsay. My new thing that I did today was, well, I guess is this, leave an anchor message. I first wanted to start off by saying that I am a longtime fan of yours, new time podcast listener, but around since episode 1, and I have a suggestion for one of your 30 new things. I think you should do an indoor skydiving experience thing. It's like in a big wind tunnel. There's one down in Cincinnati. If you want to make a day trip of it, hit me up. I'd love to go with you. All right, bye.
All right, first of all, cutest voice message ever, right, in the world. I know I've only gotten one, but that's going to be hard to top. Thanks for the message, Lindsay. I like the idea. Indoor skydiving is not really something I would have even thought to try, but why the hell not? I'm going to look into it. Could make for a cool, some cool pictures, if nothing else. I hope my face flaps around, like when people go actually skydiving and like your face, like everyone has like a goofy picture of their face like blowing in the wind. That's all I want. I just want a picture of me with my cheeks like blown around. That's it. And then I can go. I'm going to look into that. Why not? Let's do it up. Oh, here's something else new. This pod is now available on the following platforms: Anchor, obviously, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Pocket Casts, and Radio Public. So if any of those are your preferred pod listening platforms, it's now available on all of those. Or some people are listening on the web. You can totally keep doing that. Going to anchor.fm/30newthingspod. Or is it, wait a minute, is it 30 new things? Hold on. I just did all this, so I'm trying to remember it all and keep it all straight. Yes, okay. Anchor.fm/30newthings. That's 30 new things, not the word 30. I'm going to need to edit this. anchor.fm/30newthings. That is the website. And from there, you can click all the different platforms where the pod is. There are little icons there. Or you can just listen to all the episodes right there on the webpage. So there's that. Check that out. I've been trying to think up some ideas of things to do this month. I have way too many things that I want to do. It's just a matter of like organizing. I'm not at a shortage of ideas, I guess. It's just like feasibility and when can I do it and getting it planned out. So yeah, I have a couple things that are scheduled, and then just like 1 billion ideas of things that I want to do. And I don't know, I got some stuff lined up, and I'm excited, and I hope you are too, and I hope that you are trying new things too. If this inspires you to try something new that you haven't done, let me know. I would love to hear about it, because that's kind of the goal, is, you know, get everybody to try new things, because it's so much fun, and it's feels so good to get out of your comfort zone. Just like I'm doing every day this month. Even if it's just something small, it doesn't matter. Like trying a new recipe or going to a new coffee shop that you haven't been to. Maybe there's one that you drive by all the time that looks cute, but you haven't never been into. Just park and run in and see what it's like. Check it out. I highly encourage it. Oh, I have to pee. I'm going to pause. Oh, I wasn't recording. I just talked for like 10 minutes and I wasn't recording. Okay. No. Hey, there's another first. Forgetting to hit record. No. Okay, well, I'll take it as a sign that it was stupid anyway. It's all good. Oh my gosh, I can't believe I wasn't recording. That's okay. First time forgetting to hit record. It happens. I'm all right. I'm good. I'm not mad. I want to start a new segment. It's called Word of the Day. I'm going to pick a word from the dictionary, tell you what it is, and I'm going to challenge you to use it in a sentence when you can. Try to work it in when you can. Today's word of the day is surprisingly one of my favorite words. It's actually the word that I had. It's weird. Wait a minute. How do they know? This is actually the word that I had in mind as a word of the day, if I was going to just pick one myself, but I just went on Merriam-Webster, and this is Merriam-Webster's word of the day. It's rigmarole. Rigmarole. There are two definitions. First one, confused or meaningless talk. The second definition, which is the one I prefer, and the one that I want you to try to use, a complex and sometimes ritualistic procedure. Emphasis on the procedure. It's something that's like, oh, why do I have to go through this process? It's so complex. It's so ritualistic. For example, Animal Crossing. The process of getting your fossils assessed by Blathers in Animal Crossing is a rigmarole. Because you go in, and there's like 45 steps you gotta do. 46 if he's sleeping, and you have to wake him up. There's another step. You go in there, and he's an owl, so he's nocturnal. So if you are trying to get your fossils assessed during the day, you gotta wake his ass up. But you go in, you gotta say, I would like my fossils assessed. You pick him out, you give them to him. And then he goes, these are lovely fossils. Sadly, we already have fossils like these. My fossil collection has been complete for months now. So every time I'm going in and I'm trying to make a buck getting fossils assessed, he says the same thing. I'm like, dude, I know my collection's complete. I know we already have these. Can you just assess them so I can sell them to the Nook Shop and make $4,000 and get on my merry way? And pay off my $5 million home? Can we skip the rigmarole? I did it. I love Animal Crossing, though. I'm not complaining. It's just, we love Blathers. Bless his little owl heart. Bless his heart. We love him. Anyway. So that's the word of the day. rigmarole. See if you can get it in. See if you can work it into your conversations today. So there's your word of the day. My new thing for today is that I made a new Instagram for the pod, and I got a voice message. Thanks, Lindsay. Love you, girl. Yeah, follow me on Instagram at 30 New Things Podcast, and stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. Bye-bye.